Let's get to the scams and spams of the week with the president and CEO of the Better Business Bureau, Steve Burness. Steve, good morning. Let's talk first about this new text message scam asking for banking information. What can you tell us about this?
Well, good morning, Bob. Thanks for having me today. Yeah, the Illinois Department of Revenue is issuing a warning that taxpayers are getting a text message saying that their refunds are here, and in order to be processed, you have to click on the link, and then you have to provide personal banking information under the threat of losing that state refund. So the government agencies don't do that. There's a lot of organizations or individuals that are impersonating the state revenue department, says the Illinois Department of Revenue. So be very careful getting text saying that you got to fill out this information in order to get your refund. That's the tip to rip off.
Yeah, I imagine a lot of people do that because the idea of getting money back from the government sounds pretty good, doesn't it?
It does, and also you say you'll lose it if you don't click here and fill out this information. People don't want to lose it, so they click it out.
Yep. A lot of people are getting emails, and I guess these will be, according to what your warning says, Steve, these will be coming out in the next few weeks, too, about this Facebook user privacy settlement. Now, some of these are fake, but some are legit. Is that the story here?
Yeah, that's the problem. Yeah, some are legit and some of them are fake, coming from the scammers trying to take advantage of the situation. So you got to make sure the email or the text is coming, or actually email is coming from Facebook itself, looking at the URL of that email where it's coming from. If they want you to put in your Facebook password, username, or give private confidential information, that's the warning sign, Bob. That's how you know it's a ripoff in that way. But again, look at those emails and see where they're coming from. They're not coming from a Gmail account. They're not coming from something maybe have Facebook in the middle of it or at the end. Make sure it's an official Facebook account. If not, just reach out to Facebook directly, and they can steer you as well. But checks are coming out, so it's that data settlement thing. So we just want consumers to be aware of it, and people are taking advantage of the situation.
Yeah, just check that return email. There are some new and, pretty effective tactics now about employment and employment scams, and this is the season, isn't it?
It is. The holidays are upon us pretty soon, Bob, before you know it. As you know, you blink of an eye. Both employers and employees are getting gearing up for the holidays in the holiday season and, hiring as well. The scammers are also getting ready, Bob, to take advantage of consumers as well. According to our scam tracker, employment scams, still rank, third among the most reported scams. So be careful if you get those emails, for the holiday season. Get ready, sign up here. You could be, a site that's just actually grabbing your information, or having even, fake organizations created only steal your personal information, because you have to give, your Social Security number, your bank account number for your checks and things of that nature. So, these text scam messages result in, about $420 million in loss, according to the Federal Trade Commission, on a yearly basis. So be careful of those holiday text messages you'll be receiving soon.
Yeah. Also, are you getting a lot of complaints about these notices on text? I think mainly. I know I've seen a few where they say something like, based on your resume, this is a job offer that we think you would be perfect for. Are you hearing a lot about that?
Yeah, we do hear that a lot at the Better Business Bureau. The problem is with resumes, it has all your information on there, and it's all over the internet. So what they do is they grab these emails off your resume and send it, make it look like they're offering you a job, and that we reviewed your resume. And people say, well, I'm not looking for a job. Well, if they just send it to everybody, and hopefully somebody will fall for it, Bob. It's like throwing everything at the wall and sees what sticks. And when they get that information, then they ask you to provide this confidential information to steal your identity. So you can't just reply to a text quickly. And if somebody wants you to do something quickly, like Bob, in 30 minutes, we always say that's the tip off to the rip off. And do the research. Government agencies don't ask you for information about yourself, or that we're going to close your account or you're going to jail. Government doesn't do that, so just be careful.
And a lot of gift card scams floating around right now, too. Tell us about those.
Yeah, it's really a gift card's now a scammer's best friend, Bob. We're seeing that, and the FTC is seeing that as well. The FTC says that $217 billion was lost in gift card scams in 2024. As I just mentioned, in any type of these scammers posing as large companies or government agencies, you know, including the IRS and those types of companies, and it's important to remember any legitimate company or no government agency asks for or accept gift cards as a payment method when they're calling you on the phone. That is 100% a scam. Anytime there's unconventional payment methods, Bob, you think about it, credit cards, your safest bet, or obviously, you know, use your debit card if you need to, the secondary. But don't send cash. Don't send gift cards, wire money people to somebody. Any unconventional payment method is a tip-off on that, and scammers are starting to use gift cards, and a lot of them are coming from, they're wanting you to get Target gift cards.
We have a warning also for seniors in Lake County. What's this all about?
Well, there's about 12 victims so far in the Lake County. You know, sheriff is looking into further. As people came in from New York to take advantage of consumers here, so these are not local scammers. These are people who come in, and one woman received a text message saying something was wrong with her PayPal account. You got to act quickly. And then they convinced her to get her bank account information. They transferred money into her PayPal account, and they stole about $17,000 from her. So anybody, again, calling you out of the blue, saying something's wrong with your account, and call this number, it may not be PayPal or those other ones. It's just imposters. You have to do the research, especially if they're asking for money. This was a senior citizen in a retirement home as well, and they took advantage of, and they actually caught the guys. So they are looking at about 12 other victims. But if anybody's been a victim, they call their local police department as well. And if you're a scam, let us know about the scam so we can, at the Better Business Bureau, so we can help prevent this from happening to others, Bob.
BBB.org for that, Steve Burness. I have a new poem for you. Not that we don't like hearing tip-off to the rip-off, but how about Don't Click or You Will Be Sick? I'm still working on
that. There you go.
That.
That's a good one.
I'll update that. Thanks, Steve. Have a good one.
You too, Bob. Thank you.